Nolte, slain police captain's widow rips supervillains BLM, Soros, Kamala. By John Nolte on August 23, 2022. Ann Dorn, widow of slain St. Louis police captain David Dorn, accused Black Lives Matter, George Soros, and Kamala Harris of being supervillains who contributed to her husband's murder. David and Ann were together 30 years and married 14 of those years. He was gunned down in June of 2020 at the height of the Black Lives Matter riots that engulfed a countless number of Democrat-run cities. She explains, although David was retired from the police force at the time, he never retired from serving his community. Among other services, he agreed to be the point of contact for a friend's pawn shop alarm. The store was just 10 minutes away. On the night of June 1, 2020, she writes, St. Louis erupted in violence as Black Lives Matter descended upon the city. Early on the morning of June 2, multiple alarms informed David that someone was in the pawn shop. Although he knew the rioters were shooting at firefighters and police officers and that the city was consumed by violence and chaos, he still did his duty. After he arrived at the scene, he found rioters inside the store and asked them to leave. For that, he was shot and killed by a man named Stephen Cannon, who was just found guilty of first-degree murder. A third rioter live-streamed the entire incident. Dorn writes, and we later learned that one of the many viewers who watched David's murder unfold was David's eldest grandson. She adds, David became a cop because when he was a little boy he wanted to be a superhero. And he was a superhero. But if real-life superheroes exist, so do supervillains. She goes on to say that those supervillains are people like the man who killed my husband and then adds, they are people like billionaire George Soros, who use their power and influence to promote extremist politics and fan the flames of division. They are people like Vice President Kamala Harris, who raised money for the rioters' bail funds, and the CEOs of prominent companies who blindly gave their support and money to this. If a foreign organization were tied to nationwide rioting in the U.S., we'd probably call it a terrorist organization. David didn't agree with or support Black Lives Matter. He never understood Black Lives Matter, because it never actually did anything to help Black lives. The same year David was killed, over a dozen children were shot in St. Louis, and never once did Black Lives Matter show up. Their lives mattered. 55 businesses were looted or destroyed the night David was murdered, many of them Black-owned. Their livelihoods mattered. My husband was a Black man who selflessly served his community for over 40 years. His life mattered. Ultimately, she concludes, my husband was murdered because the people who are supposed to protect our streets, active duty police officers, were ordered not to do their jobs. Yes, there are bad cops out there, but addressing bad policing by ordering no policing at all is not a solution. What more can someone add to such eloquence and truth? She's exactly right about Soros and Kamala. Democrats want their cities to burn. They hate the middle class and want them to flee their cities. Why? Because they know the key to eternal power is a city filled with desperate people dependent on the government. This is called socialism, and socialism is a system that turns the elite 1% into overlords and masters of a poor and despairing population totally dependent on them. It's all about holding power, and if a few cities need to burn and a few people need to die, so be it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.